Good morning. Let me read from Matthew chapter 28. Now late on the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his garment was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. And the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he was lying. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And they departed from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to report it to the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid, and go take word to my brethren to leave for Galilee, and there they shall see me." Amazing statements here. I've often said, I want to meet that angel in heaven who was given the privilege of echoing maybe the greatest words ever spoken. "He is not here. He is risen. Go and tell his disciples that he is risen." What's maybe the most amazing part is they understood what this meant when it says that Jesus came to them, they touched his feet and his hands, and they worshiped him. This morning, the call to worship is this: we serve a risen Savior, therefore we must worship him. Let's pray. Lord, as we come together this morning, we invoke the presence of your Spirit to inspire us to worship you. We too know that you are risen, and proclaim the words of the angel that he is not here. He is risen. May we worship you in that spirit today, Lord Jesus. Amen.